Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Paul Conway, he was in Sydney, wasn't he? Is that right?
Yep. Central bankers have been out and about. So Paul Conway, who is the chief economist at the RBNZ, he gave a speech at the Citi, as in Citibank, Australia and New Zealand Investment Conference yesterday. And I see the RBA deputy governor was speaking as well. So there's another one. And the market's still really digesting comments by Jerome Powell from the other day, which he sort of talked about the world, the US world as well. And US, just a quick note, US 10-year rates, I'm just keeping an eye on those at the moment because they're hovering around 4%, which is sort of lowest we've seen them at for quite some time. So at the moment, they're pushing US interest rates a little bit lower. Yeah, Conway's speech, Mike, you know, they're always careful not to overtly comment on monetary policy, but the title of the speech was backward-looking, but the market always pays attention when senior RBNZ staff speak. And Mike, I've often referred over the last couple of years to what I call the multiplier effect of fiscal and monetary policies. They do work together. And in our case, post-COVID, you had this combined effect, this multiplier effect in New Zealand that created or that produced a sort of a massive asset price bubble in housing and rampant sort of runaway inflation. And that's absolutely at the core of our problems at the moment because we're recovering from that asset price bubble being burst. Now, Conway did acknowledge how powerful those policies were. The speech focused a little bit on the large-scale asset purchase program because the cost was huge, and he talked about this, almost $11 billion worth of losses on bonds that the RBNZ ended up owning. That's 3.2% of GDP. He contended, though, that it was worth it because they got better growth, they got better tax revenue. Now, that debate is going to continue for many years, Mike, over the RBNZ and government response to COVID. Unfortunately, we do not have time to reopen that whole debate this morning, but we trawled through the speech for more immediate or current comments, and there were snippets. He referred to expecting a modest pickup in activity in Q3 and Q4, which is probably correct. But I guess after that minus 0.9 GDP outcome in Q2, I think we'd like to see more than a modest pickup, wouldn't we? It'd be quite good. But Q3, it's certainly looking accurate because it will be modest. But he also said the minus 0.9 outcome raises the possibility of a more prolonged period of excess capacity in the economy, which they said the other day, but implies less medium-term price pressure. He did say, though, that it's nerve-wracking for them, holding that view that inflation is at the very top of their 3% band. But I guess that's all in the description, isn't it, Mike? That's what they got to do. No real market reaction yesterday, but interest rate swap rates, they are creeping lower. He did say they're open to more cuts, but they're going to see how the data play out. So at the moment, Mike, I would make the comment that data is probably playing out in favour of another 25 basis point cut.
I tend to
agree.
It'll be interesting, though, and the big gap over the Christmas period, of course. Now, who doesn't love the apples, eh?
There you go. So I feel this week, somebody made the comment to me this week that I've been a little bit downbeat talking about on the data front. So here's a wee nugget of positivity. So Scales, not the biggest company on the NZX, I agree, but if you are a Scales shareholder, you will have enjoyed an almost 50% lift in the value of your investment so far this year. So I think that's pretty positive. So amongst the economic malaise, there have been some pretty good share price performances, but just very quickly on Scales, it's in the agri sector. There's your first tailwind. It's involved in exporting. There's your second tailwind. What's the third tailwind, Mike? Pet food. Spending on pets seems to be quite recession-proof. They've got the pet food there as well. So yesterday, Scales announced a profit upgrade, further increase in the earnings guidance for their 25 financial year. Underlying net profit now expected between 54 and 59 million. It's an increase on the previous guidance. So we've got to celebrate the wins. We've got to get a little bit of positivity in there, Mike.
Very good. On that note, let's do the numbers.
Yeah, so actually the US market has sort of turned around almost as we were speaking, so not quite sure what's happened there. The Dow Jones was in positive territory. It's now negative. It's now down 137 points, which is 0.3%, 46,131. The S&P 500, let's call it flat, 6650 is the mark, and that's up 5 or 6 points. And the NASDAQ down 30 points as we look at it, 0.13%, 22,492. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 0.3%. That's 28 points, 9424 the close there. The Nikkei, 47,672. It gained 1.75%. Very nice. Shanghai Composite up over 1% as well, 3912 there. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 1%, 91 points, 8990. And the NZX 50, just over 0.5% gain there, 30 points, 13,307. Now, on the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.5720, hanging in there against the US, 0.8782 Aussie, 0.4916 against the euro, 0.4272 pounds, 86.49 Japanese yen, gold $4,195 as I look at it. Now, Brent crude here, Mike, just a quick comment, $61.83. But here's the but. I always look at it in New Zealand dollars as well. You've got a much weaker currency. So actually, it's not fallen as much because of the weaker currency. So we're paying more for that when we import it.
See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.